Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're going to be taking communion, asking God to help us with procrastination. We have any tendencies to procrastinate, to put things off. We're going to be taking communion over this today, asking God to help us be people who take action, people who take initiative and take action right away. I just was thinking about this. There's a business mentor that I've studied a little bit named Dan Sullivan. He's got a teaching called the procrastination priority, to procrastinate things that we know we should be doing, but we keep putting them off. We keep delaying them. We let other things take priority. We keep delaying them. And he talks about whatever those things are that we're procrastinating on, we really know we should be doing them. We should be turning those things into priorities because those are the things that we should really be doing. And in a similar way, I think when those things keep rising up in your conscience, they keep popping up into your mind like, oh, I know I need to do that. Oh, I know I need to do that. I keep forgetting to do that. I keep putting it off. I keep procrastinating on it. Those are God's way, I believe, of God prompting us, trying to get us to take action. And we're going to be asking for his help today to be sensitive to those leadings, to take action when those signals and cues come from him on the inside, where we know to take action on some things. We talk about often, do the things you know to do, but sometimes there's the tendency to procrastinate. Maybe because things seem big or overwhelming, maybe because I've got a bunch of other things to do right now, whatever it may be, but you're in the middle of doing something. You get those reminders popping up on the inside. Those are cues from God, like, hey, maybe this is a higher priority right now than what you're doing. So we're going to be asking for his help today. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir the sacrifice of Jesus into our remembrance, into our mind and imagination and soul, so we make his sacrifice active and relevant right now, today, in this present moment. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until the death is proven. So proclaiming the death is like an activation of all the benefits in the new covenant. It's this opportunity to take the spiritual principles of Jesus, to stir them into our mind and imagination and remembrance and combine it with something practical and physical in the cracker and the juice. And it unites our entire spirit, soul, physical body together into one, common union, becoming one with him. But it's important we take it the right way. Every time we take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep gratitude, honor, respect for God, with joy and with delight for this opportunity to come to the communion table with him. So the way we typically do these daily communions, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Let me take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Because really, when it all comes down to it, how are we doing today? Are we walking in faith? Are we walking in love? Are we walking in those things that we know to do? And hopefully today, getting rid of procrastination in our lives with God's help. And then after our time of communion lately, we've been talking about some physical workout advice, because I truly believe physical exercise, one of the greatest ways to practice exercising our faith, to receive this grace from God by faith, and to experience him doing the work through us. And then once we understand how to apply it into our health and into our fitness, we can practically apply it. It just overflows into the other areas of our lives as well. So let's get started with our prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. And help us be sensitive to those opportunities and to make the most of them. And I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. This is a time to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece? You might say, I don't know how to do that. Well, I'll tell you how to do it. You get connected to the master. To make today a masterpiece, we got to get connected to the master. And we talk about consistently executing these four fundamentals and bringing some fun and some energy and some presence into them today. Number one, getting positioned in the light. Then we're going to magnify that light and make it bigger or greater. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. Then we're going to take action, do those things that we know to do, and do them together in partnership with God. And one of the things we'll talk about today, you got to fight off procrastination. Sometimes we know the things to do, but we procrastinate on them for whatever reason. And we're asking for God's help with that today. So today, let's get positioned in the light. Every day, we got to keep doing this. Every day, we got to keep retaking our position in the light again. Has to happen every day. And this is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To take our position in the light, we're going to take our position in humility, humbling ourselves, willing to grow, willing to change, willing to repent, willing to make adjustments, willing to humble ourselves underneath God, submitting ourselves to him, willing to walk in humility with other people. Because it's the humble who are given grace. And we're going to receive that grace and forgiveness from God today. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves. And we're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to let some things go. We're going to take our position in love, kind and gentle, patient, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in that today. Externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing? We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise, one of the greatest expressions of faith. And when we take our position in that light today, we have access to everything God has in the light. God has taken everything he has. He's given it to Jesus. And we get to be in him. We get to be in him today. And all this is available to flow through us today. His spirit, his power, his presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his kindness, goodness, patience, gentleness, self-control, you name it, it's in there. His mind and wisdom, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Christ. His health and energy, his kingdom, his finances, his time, you name it, it's in there. It's all available today to flow through us. But then we're going to start to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more and more of this through us. Jesus says, be careful that the light that's within you doesn't become darkness. How does that happen? I think it happens through this magnification. We're going to magnify this light, make it bigger or greater so God can flow more of all these good things through us. And it's all about what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we meditating on in our heart? Where's our attention and our focus throughout the day? So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. Just give it a higher place and priority in our life. Be thinking about it and talking about it, studying it diligently today. We can meditate on God's unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, and nothing's impossible with him. As we meditate on that, it gets it rooted and established in our hearts. So we become more steadfast and fixed and immovable when the issues and pressures of life come our way. But all these things, just focusing on God, meditating on him, magnifying his word today. Stay focused on all the things that are going well, to set our minds on these things. This is not denying that there's issues or problems. Rather, it's bringing them into the light. It's facing them. Think about David when he faced Goliath. He didn't ignore him. He didn't run from him. He faced him and said, you know what? My God is bigger than you. He magnified God as bigger than the giant that he was facing. Simply choosing not to magnify the giants. He's choosing to magnify God instead. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, insisting on our own way, venting, complaining, staying stuck, meditating on the issues and the problems and magnifying them. And for a lot of people, I think it's not that they're trying to do that. It's just they feel all the weight and pressures on them. They don't realize all that God wants to do. They don't have that understanding of this grace that's available. And so they feel like all the weight and pressure is on them to figure it out and to make it happen in their own strength. But it's not the case. That's where we got to recognize those symptoms, because we're in darkness, positioned in darkness, magnifying darkness. There might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at people, try to get back at them for things they do, to withhold good things we know we should be doing, but procrastinating on it because they did that to me. They said that to me. I'm not going to do that for them. Then there's the tendency to avoid people, to withdraw our presence, to give them the silent treatment and just not talk to them. Then on the inside, you'll feel that heaviness and weight and pressure, like it's all just sitting on you. You might have feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, powerlessness, like you're stuck or you're trapped. Seems like you can't get out. Seems like there's no way out. Can't break free. I like to think of being positioned in darkness and magnifying darkness like a black hole. It just sucks the energy out of you. Low energy is a big symptom of this. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, dread of the future, confusion. We get stuck in these vicious cycles that seem to keep repeating just over and over. But when we take our position in the light, there is this rest in our soul. This rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more it grows. And when we rest, God finally goes to work. When we rest, he goes to work. It doesn't mean we're doing nothing. It means we're probably taking action, but we're at rest in our soul while we do it. And now he goes to work, and now we're moving by his spirit and his power and his energy and his love and his peace and his joy. And it's free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels begin to rise up. Your faith and courage begin to rise up. And you'll feel that peace and the joy and the love just flowing through you. All of a sudden, we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. Get these aha moments, these flashes of insight as his mind and wisdom begin to flow through us. He just begins to effortlessly set us free, create beautiful solutions to the problems that we're facing as we rest and we trust in him and his grace. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. We ever get off track? It just takes a moment to turn it right back around. One of our biggest challenges is sustaining our positioning and our focus throughout the day. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around. How do we do it? Number one, we humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me. You receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves. We walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. If we need to reconcile with somebody, we take those steps. Any relationships that don't have peace in those relationships, taking steps to reconcile those relationships, even if it means humbling ourselves. Then we just start praising and thanking God for his grace and his goodness and his love, and that he's more than enough. And you'll feel that shift on the inside. You'll feel that weight lift off of you. You'll feel your energy levels rise up. You'll feel that peace and joy and love flowing in you again. And it just takes a second. It just takes a moment to make this happen. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us, but we've got to stay tuned into him, connected to him, plugged into him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal. I like to start with gratitude and praise before bed to get my positioning first. And I like to magnify what went well over the last day. What ways did I see God showing up? What are the things, what are my wins for the day? Then I'll ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me for the day? What were you trying to show me? Is there anything that I missed? We get still and we listen. And whatever comes into my mind, I just write it down. Whether I think it was him or not, I just write it down. And just start to record my journey day by day with him. And then we got to stay tuned in and connected with him throughout the day. Because sometimes he'll course correct our path. He'll navigate us around some things, show us some new things to begin walking in. We got to stay plugged in. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just slow down for a minute. It doesn't take long. Just a minute or two. Just slow down. Get back connected to him. Just plug into him. Think of it like plugging in your phone. It's getting low on batteries. You got to plug back into him. Then if you're ever unsure on something, you don't know what to do or which steps to take, just ask him. But then we got to have the patience to wait until we know. I learned this lesson. I got ahead of God in some things because I was asking him what to do, but I wasn't waiting for him to show me. And then I ended up having to redo a bunch of stuff again. Wait until you know. Then the last thing I like to do is plan out the upcoming day with God before bed. What do I know to do today? What do I know to do? And this is where the procrastination piece comes in a little bit here. Anything in your to-do list, anything you know needs to get done over the next day, anything that keeps popping up in your conscience, like, oh, I keep meaning to text that person. I keep meaning to change the oil in my car. I keep meaning to do this or to do that or whatever it may be. You find yourself procrastinating on it. Why do we procrastinate? We get busy. We prioritize other things. Sometimes things look big and overwhelming and gigantic, like it's just too big to get started. So we feel overwhelmed and we just never get going. Now I've learned, often the thing that we are procrastinating on the most is the thing that we most need to prioritize and take action on. The thing that we're procrastinating on the most is usually one of the biggest things we need to prioritize and take action on. If it keeps popping up into your conscience over and over for days or weeks or months, your conscience is God's way of trying to get through to us. Our conscience is God's way of trying to get through to us, letting us know, hey, there's something to do here. And you're going to find when you begin to take action on those things, it's like all those things that are stuck in your conscience that we're procrastinating on, they're blocking our clarity. They're blocking our ability to hear as clearly and get the next steps from God because we haven't taken those steps that we know to do yet. So we're asking for his help with that today. But we're going to wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. We're going to plan out our day. We're going to wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day. We're going to get connected and plugged into him first, start magnifying him. And then we're going to walk out that plan today. Anything we've been procrastinating on, we're going to start taking action on it today. In the next 24 hours, we're going to start walking that thing out and be consistent with this because we're asking for God's help. We're going to believe we receive his help with that tonight, today, whenever it is that you're watching. I'm recording at night, so we're going to execute that plan with full confidence in him. As we do this, we get this grace flowing through us. It does something like magnetize us and just pulls more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So procrastination, let's turn those things, anything that keeps popping up in our conscience, keeps coming into your mind over and over. Let's turn those things into priorities. Think of that as God's little reminder system that's popping up on the inside that we got some things to do. From this point on, we're going to start walking this. We're going to turn those things into priorities with his help. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you and all you and Jesus went through to connect us back to you. And we thank you for those little nudges and reminders and the things that pop up in our conscience. Just all your ways of trying to lead us and guide us. And we're asking for your help today, Lord, to help us put behind us any habits of procrastination or not taking action on those things that we know to do, the things that we know to walk in. We're asking for your help to walk in the light that we have. We all have different levels of revelation and things that we know to do. We're asking for your help to walk in consistently the things that we know to do rather than procrastinating on them or waiting on them, and to do it with a good attitude, to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. Father, we thank you for this bread. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body spoken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. And he wants to help today. So badly he wants to help us with this. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Father, we're asking for your, I feel like this is a needed step here. We're asking for your forgiveness. For any habits of procrastination we've had, we're going to forgive ourselves here tonight as well. If there's anybody we need to reconcile because we've been procrastinating on something, we're going to take those steps as well. We just thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So now it's about walking this out today. Putting it into practice today. So let's talk about some workout stuff. So just the other day, on our daily communion workout, if you don't have the workouts, if you get on our email list at the Abundant Life Training Center, .com, when you get the daily communion meditation emails, there will also be a workout that's attached to those as well. I was doing some bicep curls the other day and just focusing on doing those bicep curls. And I was having just a little bit, not bad, just a little bit of discomfort in my wrist while I was doing those bicep curls. So I want to talk just a little bit. We've talked about this a little bit before, but I want to touch on it again. What's the approach I take if there's pain? It's something I've learned to do. I've seen it implemented with clients over and over with great success. What do you do if something hurts? So the first thing I did today is I cut back the weight. Cut back the weight. I cut it in half, basically. The normal weight that I was doing, I cut it in half. And I did it, and I could do it with no pain. So I did those same curls, but I did them with half the normal weight. And my plan is over the next couple of days, hopefully, to build it right back up to where I left off. And usually when you build it back up, there'll be no pain again. Okay. The other thing I would do is if I cut it in half, then I would try something different. If it was still having pain, I would try something different. I would try like some band curls in my case. I would grab a resistance band and do them with the band instead of the weights. Now, if I couldn't do any weights at all, let's say I had just tiny weights in my hands and I couldn't do it without pain, or I couldn't do the band without pain, I might try switching to dumbbells. I could try switching the implement. I can try reducing the weight. I could try different angles and implements, reducing the weight. If I do all that and there's still pain, then I would probably cut the movement out and any other movements that were bothering it. I'd probably cut it out, but the bicep curl was the only one that was bothering it. I would cut those out for a little bit, but not forever. My goal is to reintroduce them again at some point to try to restore that movement again. That's typically the way that I handle these types of things when they arise. Occasionally it happens. That's typically the way I handle them. And usually you can restore them all back. It just takes a little bit of time. The biggest part is humbling ourselves to drop down to a little lower level and build it back up. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.